Well, I'm back in Bromsgrove to preach the gospel. Tuesday lunchtime. Father, I ask and pray that you'd fill me with your spirit and use me for your glory. I pray that I might honour Jesus Christ and that the gospel will be faithfully, fully and powerfully preached by your grace. Father, I pray that the people of Bromsgrove would find mercy. I pray that they would find your salvation through faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. And I ask you to help me now in his precious name. Amen. Well, good afternoon. It's my wonderful privilege to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to say that he is the Saviour of the world, that the Lord Jesus Christ is alive today and he is the Saviour of all those who put their trust in him. So if you find Jesus Christ, you will know the forgiveness of your sins and everlasting life. If you don't find Jesus Christ, you cannot escape the fires of hell. That's why this gospel is so important. That's why it really matters what we do with the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the second person of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And Jesus Christ is God the Son. And he will save you from your sin, and he will deliver you from the wrath to come if only you will turn and believe on him. God will have mercy on you. He will deliver you. He will save you. The Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. That's sinners like you and me, guilty, justly condemned by Almighty God, under the wrath of God, deserving of condemnation and damnation and hellfire. We do not deserve mercy. We do not deserve salvation. And God is under no obligation to any one of us. He is under no obligation to save any of us. Our sins have dragged us down to hell. Our corruptions, our transgressions have separated us from God. As such, we are all sinners. We have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But Jesus Christ came to pay the penalty for sin. The Lord Jesus Christ came to die for sinners in the place of sinners. Today, lay down his life for sinners, to give himself for sinners, just like you and me, the vile, the corrupt, the ungodly, the unholy, those who are powerless and helpless to deliver or to save themselves. We cannot save ourselves by our works. That is not possible. It is only the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died upon the cross of Calvary. He is the only one that can take away your sin. So if you don't know Jesus Christ, your sins remain upon you. If you have never turned from your sins and cast yourself upon Jesus Christ, the Son of God, then you are still in your trespasses and sins, dead in your trespasses and sins. So we are on the verge of hell, and we need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus Christ. He is not dead, he is risen. He is alive today. And the Lord Jesus will soon return on the clouds of heaven. Listen to these words concerning these days in which we live, or the days which are about to come, I believe. I think all the signs are that the return of Jesus Christ is very near. But listen to these words of the Lord Jesus Christ from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24. He speaks of these days. He says, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." There are days of great judgments, the outpourings of God's wrath, terrible wars, famines, pestilences, which are to come in the days in which we live, it would seem. All of those farmers who are protesting, the rioting farmers in Paris spraying the police with manure, the angry farmers in Ireland, the angry farmers in Germany blocking the cities. And then in England, the farmers blocking the ring road around Canterbury because they were so angry about what's going on. You see, that's because we're English and we're very reserved. But you see, in these days, there is great wickedness abroad in the whole earth and in the land. And these are days, dark days, evil days, days when the return of Jesus Christ seems to be very near. Are you ready for him? When he returns in glory, when the Lord Jesus Christ returns on the clouds of heaven, when the Lord Jesus Christ is revealed on the last day, the Lord Jesus will be revealed and he will be your judge to everlasting torment in hell fire if you do not know him in this world as your Savior from sin to everlasting life. Listen to these words. Jesus says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So heaven and earth will pass away. There is a day of judgment. There is a new heaven and a new earth coming. This earth has a sign on it saying to be demolished. God is going to judge the world, and he will judge the world by that man whom he has appointed. The Lord Jesus Christ is that one who is appointed to be the judge of all things. He will be your judge and he will be my judge. One lie would see us cast into hell. One blasphemy would see us cast into hell. One swear word would see us cast into hell. One lustful thought or impure thought or immoral thought would see us cast into hell. God says, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. Well, I think England is a nation that has forgotten God, and we're under the wrath of God, and we're under the judgment of God. You only need to see those marches which are going on in the centre of London, week after week after week, to realise that something is going on. Something which is changing the very fundamental nature of our society in which we live. Well, these things are the judgments of God. Let me put it like this. It's as though we have said to God, we will not have Jesus Christ to reign over us. And God says, okay then, you can have Muhammad, you can have Allah. You can have those things, you can see how you like that. Islam will never ever save us from our sins. Islam has never saved anyone from their sins, ever. Not one person, not once, ever. Islam cannot save us from sin. In fact, the Bible says if somebody denies that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, in other words, the incarnation, the deity of Jesus Christ, and Islam denies the deity of Jesus Christ, then that is the spirit of Antichrist. So Islam is full of the spirit of Antichrist according to the Bible. And we're being handed over to it. Nobody knows what to do to stop it. Everybody's terrified if they say Islam is a false or a fraudulent religion, that somehow they're committing a racist offence. And some politicians want to make it a racist offence. Well, Islam is not a race, it's a religion. Now, I know that's obvious, but it seems as though to say that Islam cannot save you, to say that Jesus Christ is God and that Islam is wrong, may well soon be a racist offence. It's absurd nonsense to make it a racist offence. We have to be free in a free society to criticise anything. But you see, we're being handed over, we're being given over by Almighty God on account of our sins. We have hated righteousness, we have loved iniquity, we have loved our idols. If you were to go around England and look in people's houses, you might see, you might find that in many of those houses now there are idols. Now there is all kinds of idols, but the one I was thinking of in particular was Buddha. So many people have a Buddha on their wall or in their living room or in their bedroom. Well, I'll tell you now that Buddha can't help you. He can't save you from your sin. He can't give you everlasting life. If you call on Buddha, he can't hear you. If you want to move him to another room, he can't walk. You'll have to carry him. He can't see you with his eyes. He can't help you. But there is a God in heaven who can help you to the very uttermost, and that is the eternal God, the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Jehovah great I am, the only God, the only Saviour. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he is the Saviour of the world, the Saviour of all those who put their trust in him. And if you put your trust in Jesus Christ, you will have everlasting life. And if you put your trust in Jesus Christ, you have nothing to fear from the fires of hell, or the wrath to come, or the judgment to come. Because Jesus Christ is the Saviour of the world. He is that Saviour of all those who put their trust in him. He is that Saviour who died for sinners, who laid down his life, who gave himself on the cross of Calvary, who became a sacrifice for sin. And he is that Saviour who will take away your sins and deliver you from the wrath to come and give you everlasting life. If only you will turn, and if only you will believe on him. There is a wrath to come, there is a judgment to come. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away, Jesus says. He says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. In other words, judgment will come suddenly on you when you don't expect it. No one is expecting the Lord Jesus to return today, this afternoon, right now, at this moment. Well, you see, it's at a day and an hour when you don't expect him that the Lord Jesus Christ will return. Very soon the Lord Jesus Christ will be revealed on the clouds of heaven at the end of the age. And if you are without him as your Saviour, you cannot escape the wrath to come, the judgment to come, the fires of hell to come. No man knows the day or the hour. Now, as it was in the days of Noah, Jesus said, you think of Noah of old, that man who spent 100 years building an enormous wooden boat, the ark. Now, throughout that time, Noah was a preacher of righteousness. You might think it's strange that a man is standing here preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to you. You might think it's foolish. I can assure you it's not. The Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. But you see, for 100 years, Noah was preaching righteousness and no one listened. And you know what happened? The rain came. God shut Noah and his family in the ark. God shut the door of the ark, we read. Everybody else was shut out. No one else was saved. Everyone else was drowned in a global flood. You can see the evidence for the global flood in the geological strata. It's all there. It's plain to see if you are willing to see it. You see, God shut Noah and his family in the ark. Now, when the Lord Jesus returns, it will be as it was in the day of Noah. Suddenly destruction being poured out from heaven on the earth. But only those who know Jesus Christ saved from their sin. Only those who know the Lord Jesus Christ, who have believed on him, who have found him, who have sought him, who have laid hold on the Lord Jesus Christ, who know the Lord Jesus Christ, are saved as a Christian. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, and I'm very glad to say that I am a Christian who loves Jesus Christ as my Saviour from all of my sin. As a Christian, I have nothing to fear from that day, the day of judgment, the day of God's wrath, because my sins are forgiven and I'm made clean in the blood of Jesus Christ. He died for me. He loved me. He gave himself for me. He has delivered me from my sins. He has delivered me from the wrath to come. He has delivered me from hell. He has given me everlasting life and promised me heaven. And the Lord Jesus can deliver that promise. Today, the Lord Jesus Christ is seated on the throne of heaven in glory. and he reigns in heaven, and he reigns over the heavens and the earth. The Lord Jesus Christ sees every one of us here in Bromsgrove today. He knows us through and through. He knows who we are. He knows everything about us. I don't know anybody here. I don't know anything about anybody here, but Jesus knows everything about every single one of us. And he has told us in his word that we are sinners under the wrath of God and condemned, and that we need the salvation that comes from Almighty God. And that's found in Jesus Christ. Thank you. That's found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you have the salvation that comes from Almighty God. And if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. And you have peace with God. And you have everlasting salvation. Oh, my dear friends, there is a wrath to come. There is a judgment to come. There is a hell to come. There is a lake of fire. God tells us in his word, Jesus tells us in his word, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now you look at the judgments of God that are abroad in the land, threatened famines, threatened pestilences, the takeover of this country by Islam, which is going on unopposed and going on apace. Church of England abandoning the truth, abandoning the faith, turning aside to woke LGBTQI+ ideology. Things which are wicked before Almighty God. God's judgment against this nation, because those who should be preaching this gospel, every bishop should be preaching this gospel. Every bishop should be speaking up for the truth. Every bishop should be speaking out. Every bishop should be declaring this word, the word of God. But the Bible says, to the word and to the testimony. That's the Bible. To the word and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this book, it is because there is no light in them. We have to conclude there is no light in the Archbishop of Canterbury. He is a blind leader of the blind. He will fall into the ditch, and those who follow him will fall into the ditch also. That ditch is called hellfire. We have to conclude that there is no light in them. If they are blessing sodomy in the churches, they have forsaken God. If they are doing that, no wonder Islam is taking over in England, in the United Kingdom. These are all the judgments of God. This is the wrath of God against us for our sins. For centuries, this gospel, this Christian gospel, that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, has been preached in this land. But we became foolish. We say we became wise because we turned to science. Science has got us nowhere at all. We were just as well off before we had mobile phones. We were just as intelligent, we were probably more intelligent before we had television or radio and mobile phones and computers. And now we have artificial intelligence, which is also a threat to our very survival. And no one can control artificial intelligence. Once you've opened Pandora's box, you can't close it again. And artificial intelligence, who knows what the agenda of artificial intelligence is? But there's more than that. We have an enemy of our souls, Satan or the devil. Now he is real, my friends. Satan is real. And he hates you. And I have to say that because in these days there are so many going around saying Satan is cool and making the so-called sign of the horns, declaring themselves to be followers of Satan. Satan is a murderer. Satan hates you. Satan will destroy you, and if you follow Satan, you are following a loser, because the Lord Jesus Christ crushed Satan's head when he died upon the cross of Calvary. Jesus came into the world to destroy the works of the devil. The Lord Jesus came into the world to destroy the works of the devil, and he did so. The Lord Jesus Christ loved sinners, and he died in the place of sinners, and he gave himself for sinners, and he laid down his life in the place of sinners like you and me, unworthy sinners, unholy sinners, vile sinners, corrupt sinners. Oh, you say, I'm not vile, I'm jolly decent, I am, I'm English. No, you're not. Not before God. Before God, we are all sinners. We have all together become corrupt. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that seeketh after God. Oh, you say, but I go to church. Well, you may consider yourself to be very religious-like, you know what I mean. But that will not save you. Going to church alone will not save you. There are too many so-called churches in our day that have long since ceased preaching this gospel. There are a few that still preach the gospel, preach the word of God. Christianity, after all, is about what Jesus said. If Christianity be about Christ, about the Lord Jesus Christ, then it's Jesus who says what Christianity is. Not the Pope. The Pope is wrong. The Pope has forsaken the book of God. The Pope has forsaken the Bible. He has forsaken the word of God and turned aside to lies. Roman Catholicism is not Christianity according to the Lord Jesus Christ. It is superstitious nonsense, Roman Catholicism. It is blasphemous idolatry. We must get back to the book. We must get back to the Bible, which is the Word of God. And we must read this book, and we must discover what this book says. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon. Because we must all die, and after death comes judgment. Because the end of the age is at hand. Because there are great judgments coming abroad in the whole earth, and we must be ready for them. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ died to save sinners like you and me on the cross of Calvary. His blood was shed. His body was broken. He was pure. He was holy. The Lord Jesus was altogether without sin. The Lord Jesus never told a lie. You've told a lie. I've told a lie. But the Lord Jesus never lied. The Lord Jesus never had an impure or an immoral thought. God looks at the heart. When God the Father looked at the heart of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." That's what God the Father said about Jesus. Jesus never sinned. He never had a bad thought. He never did a wrong thing. But we have bad thoughts. God knows our thoughts, and he will judge us according to our thoughts. God is the judge of heaven and earth. He will judge every one of us. And there's not one of us that can stand apart from the mercy of God and the forgiveness of God, which is found in Jesus Christ. Without Jesus Christ, you cannot live. Without Jesus Christ, you cannot be saved. Without Jesus Christ, you cannot escape hellfire. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, you cannot escape the lake of fire. Whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire, the Bible says. There is a lake of fire. Turn from your sins. Turn from your evil ways. God is judging the nations. God is judging England. You see, righteousness exalteth a nation, not a Tory government or a Labour government or any other government. People will put their trust in politicians. In the UK, they'll say, "Oh, we hope a new political party will change things." It can't. Only repentance, only when the people of England turn back to God through faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, only when we repent and turn back to God will God have mercy on us, and then he will exalt us among the nations. If we put our trust in men, if we put our trust in politicians, we are doomed. The same is true in the United States. There are those who say, "Well, look at Biden, he's demented. The evidence seems pretty clear for that. But he's just proving that you don't have to have a working, functional mind in order to run a country, even the United States. But the thing is this, that there are so many who say if only Donald Trump became president of the United States again, all the problems would be solved. And they're putting their faith in a man. They're putting Donald Trump on a pedestal. They're lifting him up and they're making him their hope. But what America needs is the same as what the United Kingdom needs, the same as what England needs, repentance. Our problem is that we are wrong with God, that we have forsaken the Lord of heaven and earth, that we have cast off the knowledge of God, that we have forgotten God, that we have forsaken his commandments, we have rejected his statutes and his word, that we have not obeyed the commandment to believe on his Son, to repent of our sins and turn from our sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for the saving of our souls. Oh, my dear friends, there is only one answer. There is great trouble coming upon England, I can assure you. There are famines coming. There are pestilences and diseases coming. There is unrest, maybe civil war. Who can tell? All of these things sent upon us by Almighty God because of our sins. Wars and rumors of wars. The taking of peace from the earth. That terrible outpouring of God's wrath. Because we have shed innocent blood. We have shed innocent blood throughout the length and breadth of our land. We are guilty before Almighty God. We are not worthy of his mercy. We are only worthy of damnation and hell fire. Therefore, I counsel you. The Bible says, be wise, be instructed. Be wise. Wake up. See what God is doing. See that science isn't going to save you from the fires of hell. See that no politician is going to help you, whether it's Donald Trump or whatever politician. See that blind, empty, dead religion won't save you. Islam can't help you. Catholicism can't help you. Wake up and see that Jesus Christ is Lord of heaven and earth and that he is the Savior of the world. And that he will save you from your sin if you turn from your sin and if you repent of your sin and you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, God will have mercy on you and save you from your sin. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You've rejected Jesus Christ. Come back to him. Come back to the Lord of heaven and earth. Turn from your sins. Turn from your evil ways. Why should you die in your sins and go to hell and be cast into the lake of fire? Turn from your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. To the glory of God the Father. Amen. Now I'm going to... Many people came past, but I'm going to leave that just now because I want to press on to another town, Redditch, and preach there, and possibly even a third if there's time. Father, I pray that you take the word that's been preached and awaken this town of Bromsgrove and awaken those who heard the message and awaken this land of England and this nation of the United Kingdom, which is under your wrath, so obviously under your wrath now, Lord. Father, I pray that you would revive your church. You pour out your spirit upon those who preach your word. I pray you'd help me to preach your word again in the next town, God willing. Father, I pray that in all of these things, Jesus Christ, his name would be lifted up. He would be glorified. And if he be lifted up, Lord, I pray that all men would be drawn unto him. O Lord God, have mercy. Bring conviction of sin upon those who heard. O Lord, bring them to repentance by your Holy Spirit's power. Show them and reveal to them the Lord Jesus Christ. May there be rubbish bins full of pictures and statues of Buddha, Lord. May there be a rejection of the emptiness of Islam, Lord. May there be a escaping from the deceitfulness of popery. May there be an embracing of the Son, a receiving of the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. Father, this I ask and pray in Jesus' precious and lovely name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for helping me to preach here in Bromsgrove. And Father, I also pray that when this message goes up on the internet, it will be used for your glory and be a blessing and encouragement to your people, and also be used as an evangelistic message to those who are lost, who hear it online from different parts of the world. Amen.